You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Had a 4-1 week in the picks. I wish I had that parlay going into last night because I would have been excited because I had the Sunday night game left and I was 4-0, but then I would have been pissed because I lost that game. Boomer went 2-3, and Jerry so far, he picked
2-2 with the Chiefs tonight.
No. 2-7 going into the game tonight is what you have as you picked 10 games.
But I thought this, Gene. If your Nick bet is nixed because it would not have stood up in Vegas, right. If Chris put those bets in for me in Vegas, they stand. So 1-4 last week, 2-2 going into tonight.
No. You made 3 picks. That was a bonus pick of yours. You made 5 picks. If you would like to take the 1-4 from CeeLo and then take the 2-3 here, you can do that. Or you could take the 2-7 going into tonight.
I'll take the 2-7 going into tonight.
So how did, by the way, how did Al's parlay work out today or this week?
1-4 again.
Again?
4 straight weeks. Each time the only victory is whoever's playing the Jets.
That's unbelievable. It's amazing. So much harder to go 1-4 for 3 straight weeks than it is to win one of those things. I mean,
teams weren't covering.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Like the Giant game. That's right. A 2.5-point spread. They win by 1. Come on.
All right. Jerry is here with all the details from yesterday. What's happening, Jerry?
And big part of why the Giants did win, or maybe even the main reason, would be this play.
3rd and 9 at the Giants 45 with 3:41 to go, tied at 13. Back to throw is Allen. Under pressure, and he lost the football. It's loose on the ground and picked up by the Giants. Tate Crowder's running with it. 10-5, touchdown, Giants.
That's Bob Popple with the call on the Fan. Bob. Now that put the Giants up by 7. Washington went right down the field, scored, but Ron Rivera goes for it on goes for the 2-point conversion to put the team ahead with about 35, 36 seconds to go. A mess of a play, and the Giants covered it well defensively, and so the Giants win 20-19. So here's Joe Judge. Victorious, finally. Enjoy it.
Well, I think we all found out that, you know.
That's the wrong one.
Yeah, I did. I'm sure I'll turn the tape on and look. I tell you guys all the time, I'm not just saying this, like win or lose, there's good things to highlight and there's things you got to, you know, improve on and you have to highlight to your team that we've got to make sure the other team's watching is aware of as well.
So interestingly enough, Daniel Jones only attempts 19 passes. So I was asking Brian Coyle, one of our researchers over at CBS, just to give me a breakdown of Daniel Jones's turnovers and how they've impacted the Giants. So he's had 33 giveaways. 23 of those 33 giveaways have led to opponent points. 4 of the 32 giveaways led to defensive points against the Giants. 9 of those giveaways did not lead to points, but 3 of the 9 were at the end of the game. And he's taken away opportunities at points 7 times, basically any time the Giants were inside the opponent's 30-yard line where he's either fumbled or given or threw the interception.
Like the Ram game.
Right, and yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And the Steeler game. He threw one in the end zone there.
And the Bear game.
Up. Yeah,
think about that. These are like – so this is the thing that is alarming. And so what the Giants are doing now is they're limiting his decision-making. I don't like that. I'd rather just have him go out there. And like I said, when Mark Sanchez got totally beaten and battered up by the Baltimore Ravens in a Monday Night Football game, and then Rex Ryan came back and said, it's all about grounding and pounding. He basically put Mark Sanchez, you know, in a glass egg. And I don't think you can win with a quarterback that is that you're trying to protect. I just don't.
Well, here is Tate Crowder. He was the one that had the fumble recovery return for a touchdown. He says, I just happen to be the one in the right spot.
I have to say big ups to my teammate, Kyle Fackrell, for, you know, making a great play, strip fumble. a strip sack on the quarterback, and you know, I was at the right place at the right time, and just trying to make a play for my team.
And so the Giants now 1-5. They will play Philadelphia on Thursday night. Who knows, if the Cowboys lose tonight, they'll be that close to first place in the NFC East. As for the Jets, 24-0. They're not good. Matter of fact, their third down situation was just abysmal yesterday. The whole game was bad. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 191, three touchdowns. Here's Adam Gase. He says, another lousy start for us.
We didn't take advantage of anything at the beginning of the game. Had some opportunities for some big plays to kind of get everybody jump-started. We didn't get that done.
Beyond that, he says they shot themselves in the foot.
Too many penalties in the first half. Really hurt us. I mean, we can't have six penalties like that in the first half and then one in the second. That's definitely got to get cleaned up.
Reporter wondering why they stink so bad, basically.
How is it that every department seems to be struggling and not one is just thriving?
We've never put anything together consistently.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they had a butt interception.
The butt pick. Yeah, right. Which is unbelievable. Like, the greatest play of the Jets season reminds everybody of one of the most embarrassing times in their history. That's how bad this season is. Like, yeah. That guy, Marcus May makes a great play. Great play. It's awesome play. It should be on a highlight reel. But everybody goes, oh, this is the butt interception. Like, the butt fumble. Remember the butt fumble? How bad that was for the Jets? It's like, they can't catch a break anywhere.
No, because every time people are playing the butt pick, they revert back and they play the butt fumble. The
butt fumble, yeah.
Not
it's
good.
Like, I mean, it's amazing.
You guys talked about the Greg Williams situation. Here was a reporter with Gase.
And what was your reaction to Greg Williams' lack of accountability on Friday? And did you have a word with him at all about that?
Yeah, we talked about it. I think he was, he was trying to talk about, complementary football, three phases playing together.
Okay. There were more questions about that. We'll play them throughout the morning. Here's Joe Flacco. Flacco, that was brutal.
Hey, man, it was a tough game. And the only thing you can do in these situations is hold your head up high and keep on fighting and fighting and fighting. I mean, it was ugly.
Yo, it was ugly to watch, too. Just terrible. And then I'll give you one more. I think this is Samini who asked Flacco about the future.
At 0-6, coming off a shutout loss, where's the hope come from?
Well, hey, I mean, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. And
here we go. So many look at themselves in a mirror every single week. Look at yourself. Why do you want to do this if you're Joe Flacco? Honestly, why did you want to be here? Why did you? I get that, but that's the only thing. I mean, he made a lot of money in his career.
He's
getting
paid from the Denver Broncos. He's only getting paid $1 million from the Jets. And, believe it or not, 0-6 is tough, but it's still a... It's like a drug, man. You don't ever want to let it go until they tell you they don't want you anymore.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
This is like a drug, all right?
Yeah,
this is
I know.
You overdose.
No matter what I say, you guys can just absolutely rip into it. So I'm not going to say anything anymore.
Sunday Night Football, Niners beat the Rams 24-16. Jimmy Garoppolo, 268, three touchdowns. Bucks hammered the Packers 38-10, two touchdown passes. I guess it's two. I thought it was one. Tom Brady, I wrote down two. Ronald Jones, a couple of touchdown runs. Here's Aaron Rodgers. Maybe this will help us going forward.
I think we need a kind of a kick in the ass a little bit. There's a little bit of a wake up to stop feeling ourselves so much and get back to the things that got us this position.
And so a loss for Green Bay. Broncos over the Patriots, 18-12. Brandon McManus kicks six field goals, couple of picks for Cam Newton. And the Titans beat the Texans in overtime, 42-36. Game winner here.
Tannehill is wide to the left. Henry is in the gun.
Okay.
It's the King Cat. Henry running to the left. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Yo! Titans win! 42-36!
Titans radio with the call. Yeah. I don't know if you saw the video of the coin flip for overtime with Deshaun Watson when Tennessee won it and said, we'll take the ball. Watson's like, come on.
Yeah, I know. He was so pissed. And, I mean, Derrick Henry, my goodness. He has the 95-yard touchdown run.
Yep.
To set up that touchdown in overtime, he's got a 52-yard catch and run.
It's pretty good.
And if you watch him, he on that 95-yard TD run, he separates himself from that corner who is chasing him, who in theory needs to be faster than Derrick Henry. He is unbelievable, that guy.
Yep.
I mean, and he didn't even get a shot early on there in Tennessee. It took him a long time for them to make him the lead back. It was probably at the end of his rookie season as opposed to earlier, and he's great. He's a monster.
Texans went for two to try and go up by nine. They were stopped, and for the Titans, the win puts them at 5-0. Ravens hold off the Eagles 30-28. Philly made a nice comeback, but can't get the two-point conversion late. Steelers just buried the Browns 38-7. Mike Tomlin, was this a statement game?
We're not into statements. We'll let you guys make the statements. We're just going to line up and play against those that we're scheduled to play against, and they were next.
They were next, and we took care of them. So, Bears, Falcons, Lions, Colts all win as well. The Colts were down 21-0 to the Bengals, came back and won that game. Bills, Chiefs tonight on the Fan, followed by Cowboys, Cardinals. Coverage beginning at 5 p.m. Baseball-wise, while the Astros couldn't come back from 3-0 down to beat the Rays, they wound up losing Game 7 over the weekend. You had the Dodgers come back from 3-1 down on the Braves, and they wound up winning Game 7 last night. Kike Hernandez, the game-time home run in the sixth, then in the seventh it was Cody Bellinger with the go-ahead home run. Here was Bellinger on his home run on Fox.
Two strikes, I was in battle mode, and I got a pitch that I could hit right there, and that was one of those where you hit it and you know right away, it felt really good.
And so for the third time in 4 years, the Dodgers going back to the World Series. They will take on Tampa in Arlington, and I didn't see this. Am I reading this right, that the winner of the CJ Cup, his name is Cockrack? Jason,
really?
Cockrack won in golf.
There's got to be a different pronunciation of that. You can't go through life as Cockrack. I mean,
I don't think there's a different pronunciation.
Cockrack, maybe something. I mean,
Cockrack?
Cockrack. I mean, you're going to show up somewhere and be like, reservation for the Cockracks? You're not doing that.
I don't know. It's his name, dude. What do you want me to tell you?
Third grade. Where's Cockrack sitting? It's not happening.
What if there was a sign that said, beware of this cock?
I mean, you can't go through life
like
that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
But Cockrack? There's no shot. I mean,
K-O-K-R-A-C. I don't know what else to say.
K-O-K.
Might even be R-A-C-K. I got to look.
Cock crotch. Because the R-A-C can be like...
It's K-R-A-K. I'm sorry.
K-R-A-K.
I don't know.
I don't think it's Cockrack.
He's from Cleveland.
All right, so?
It's not Cockrotch. Although he's born in Canada. Does that change things?
I feel like Canadians would probably not have the same humor that we would have and just be like, yeah, fine, I'm Cockrack, big deal, right? You know, I go through life like Cockrack, doesn't matter. But, yeah, I don't know. To me... You look at that name, you think about all the consequences, and you give it another pronunciation.
You know, I will say, being around a Canadian a lot, their sense of humor is very different.
Yeah, and you think, too, like that Jake Assman we were talking about.
Yeah.
The guy who's a talk show host. His last name's Assman, but then he'll say on his Twitter thing, pronounced Asman. You know, so it's like, people do that. He doesn't want to go through life Assman, so he ends up going Asman. This guy can't be Cockrack. It's impossible.
Well, in fairness to the ass man, he does only have one S in his name. It is A-S-M-A-N.
Oh. So ass man.
So it could be,
you're an ass hat.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.